For months, the United Nations has been trying to set up a peace conference, but it has been delayed repeatedly due to disputes about which groups will be represented and under what conditions. Meantime, fighting rages with more than 100,000 dead and nearly 9 million driven from their homes. The goal of the conference will be to establish a transitional governing body with full power over the military and armed groups fighting each other. UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon.
At long last, and for the first time, the Syrian government and opposition will meet at the negotiating table instead of the battlefield.
But just one day after that announcement, the commander of the rebel Free Syrian Army, General Salim Idris, said his group will not participate in the conference and combat will continue, dashing hopes for a ceasefire. Charles Dunn is an analyst at Freedom House.
There's too much bad blood, mistrust, and violence on both sides to really create, you know, conditions for a real negotiated solution. So I just don't see it going forward successfully.
UN Special Representative for Syria, Lakhdar Brahimi, has led the negotiations for the peace conference and plans to forge ahead.
It is a huge opportunity for peace that shouldn't be wasted.
But the pain on the ground continues in the aftermath of repeated government airstrikes. And as government forces, aided by Hezbollah fighters, make gains in the war, analysts doubt Damascus is ready to bargain. Jim Phillips of the Heritage Foundation.
Well, I think the fact that the government appears to be resurging undermines the chances that the Assad regime will negotiate in good faith.
Opposition groups have insisted that Syrian President Bashar al-Assad leave office as part of any settlement. However, government officials say that will not happen. Another strike against a successful peace conference is that rebel groups are now fighting each other. Some al-Qaeda-linked fighters are controlling areas they have seized with the goal of establishing an Islamic government. Again, Charles Dunn.
I'm pessimistic about the future of Syria. I don't see an early end to the military conflict. I'm also increasingly pessimistic about the possibility of a peaceful solution that will result in a stable, democratic regime.
The Syrian conflict began in March 2011 as peaceful protests against Mr. Assad's autocratic rule, but then evolved into the civil war, threatening the stability of its neighbors. Meredith Buell, VOA News, Washington.
Down here.